Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's second date update time, our favorite part of the morning here with Thunder and PT. And we've got Emily who messaged us, and she's been on a first date, would like to see someone again. Hasn't quite happened yet. We're here to find out why and see if we can't get Emily back to Pete or back with Pete for a second date. Emily, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing better now that I'm talking to you.
Good.
We hope so. We hope that can keep that trend going.
We appreciate that. So what is the latest? What is going on with Pete?
Honestly, nothing is going on. He hasn't answered me since our date, and that was a week and a half ago.
Okay. A week and a half, that's okay. We can maybe deal with that, hopefully. How did your date go?
I mean, I thought it was really fun. We went to this little bistro, and the food was really good. We laughed a lot. The conversation was flowing. So yeah.
A bistro. Did it feel all romantic?
No. Honestly, the server just kept saying that the restaurant was a bistro. I was like, you know what? I'm going to call it a bistro too.
Does it mean something different than a coffee shop? Is it the same thing as like a coffee
There's
shop?
There's usually a little more food than a coffee shop.
All right.
A bistro.
All right.
And it's just
so it's like a deli or whatever.
Well, it's kind of European.
Yeah.
PT.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you've been to Paris.
I'm not very trendy.
If you've been to Paris like I have, you would know. Anyway, so was it a 100% good conversation, Emily, and good times, or did anything kind of tricky come up?
Nothing that I can really think of. I dressed really cute, and he, didn't put a lot of effort in there. But I feel like that's usually the case with guys, right?
Well, sadly, yes. And were you okay with all that?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he's the kind of guy who would look good no matter what. So I was totally fine with it.
Okay, so hang on a second, though. Did you dress up, more than
a bistro, though?
No, but, so were you overdressed for a bistro?
A bistro wardrobe?
Yeah.
What'd you wear, Emily?
Yeah.
Do you mind us asking? Women listening are going to want to know.
No, I just wore, a cute dress, and I put makeup on and wore some just, low kitty heels.
That's exactly what I put on this morning. PT loves it. So if you can't think of anything else, Emily, in all seriousness, we want to get you back together with Pete. You sound delightful, and there's no reason I think why Pete shouldn't want to see you again. So let's find out what's going on. We're going to call him next. Come back in 3 minutes, the second half of Second Date Update here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
When it flows, it flows. And we're talking about conversation and just the overall energy on a first date. Our listener, Emily, felt that on her first date with Pete, but were those feelings reciprocated?
Honestly, nothing is going on. He hasn't answered me since our date, and that was a week and a half ago.
So should Emily keep hoping for Pete to reach out, or should she move on? Let's find out here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Pete, please?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Pete, of course. This is not a sales call or anything like that. I got to tell you, though, and everything's okay, it's just that we're on the radio right now because it's Thunder. Oh. Yeah, it's Thunder and PT, and we're calling you from 102.9 The Wolf.
Hey, Pete.
And the reason we're calling you here live this morning is because we were wondering if you could spare a couple of minutes to tell us about a date that you went on with Emily a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So basically, Pete, just the bottom line is she's a little confused about why you're not getting back to her.
Yeah, I mean, I was really just uncomfortable kind of just sitting across from her.
Wow, okay.
Jeez, why was that?
Something about her manners or?
No, nothing like that. I mean, she was beautiful and, you know, she definitely came to our date ready to go. And it was fun. It was a good time. But it was definitely just her food preferences.
Okay, did she order something like that you didn't like?
Or allergic or something like that?
Veal or mussels or
what? Listen, I'm not allergic to blue cheese, but it really makes me want to hurl.
Okay.
Blue cheese?
Yeah, blue cheese. Well, it's smelly, moldy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it either. I mean, Pete, I'm kind of with you on that. But
wait a second. That's why you're not getting back to Emily?
Yeah. I mean, listen. Okay. All right. Let me put this into context. Some people, they really, they enjoy a little bit of blue cheese on their salad or mm-hmm. whatever. But she just went and asked for, like, multiple extra scoops of just the cheese part of the blue cheese for her salad.
What?
I mean, it was excessive.
So that's a lot of blue cheese. Did you ask her about it, Pete? Did you say, like, hey, you really like the blue cheese?
Kind of digging on the blue cheese.
I figured it was her normal go-to. I mean, some people love ketchup, and they put ketchup on a steak. This is her version of ketchup.
Interesting. Okay. All right, listen, Pete, we're not trying to make this any more awkward than it might already be for you, but Emily's actually listening in on the other line. She we talked to her a few minutes on the air about, like, 5 minutes ago. Could we just bring her into the conversation, ask her about this blue cheese fetish thing that she's got going on, this obsession?
And
feel free to chime in here.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold time. Hey, Emily, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so were you able to hear Pete and his reason why he might not be getting back to you for a second date?
Yeah, and I'm honestly just really confused. Like, what is with the hating of the blue cheese? It's made with penicillin. It's really healthy.
I didn't even know that, but honestly, it looks and really is nasty.
Yeah.
I can handle a little bit of blue cheese, right? Like, I love wings. I love a nice blue cheese dip every once in a while. But you had a bucket full in one meal.
Wow.
Our first date.
I think that I just feel like you're exaggerating a little bit. But I do think that, yes, blue cheese does improve literally everything it touches.
Do you feel like, Emily, if you don't mind me asking, were you having, like, some kind of a blue cheese, I guess, craving that day that you're just kind of going hog wild on? Or were you? Is that just like a normal thing?
No, I mean, I just like it.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it in a marinara sauce?
Yeah, but so much of it. Yeah, but I mean.
And does it have penicillin in it?
It's a mold that's related, I think.
Seriously?
I think it's,
wow. Okay.
So what are you thinking here, Pete? Is it just you can't get this blue cheese image out of your mind when it comes to Emily and asking her out again?
No, I can't. No, I can't. I just don't think we're going to be a good fit here, Emily.
Yeah, Emily, do you have any solution here? Any possibility of making this work?
I don't know. I just, honestly, I feel fine in my choice.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, your body, your choice. And your cheese, your choice.
Your taste buds, your choice.
Right.
I mean, but wait a second. Okay, so hang on. You know, Pete, you had a great time with Emily other than the blue cheese, yes or no?
It was the elephant right. on the table.
Oh, my gosh.
The smelly blue elephant on the table.
Yes. Emily, could you choose Pete over cheese?
You know, I feel like I shouldn't have to, honestly.
Agreed.
Like, guys, it's a food.
Yeah, I know.
He's not calling me back because of a food. Like, you know what? I feel good about my choice.
But it's kind
I feel
of a,
good about myself.
But you understand that it can be a little off-putting to some people. It's pungent, you know, and it...
Yeah. Cheese over dates.
All right, so it's an, there's no other cheese you could substitute for blue cheese, Emily?
Guys!
I know.
Feta?
But it's so crumbly.
It's such an issue. It should have been brought up on the date. Like,
I agree with that.
But about ordering extra cheese.
I know, but you know, for Pete, it's his nose, his choice. Pete, is that what this is all about?
The volume. It's just the volume.
The volume.
All right. So it's a no then, Pete for a second date, obviously, with Emily.
It's a no. I'm done here.
Any other of the cheeses would have been fine. If it was like a bucket of cheddar or
yeah, pepper, that'd have been okay.
Pepper jack, it still would have been an issue.
Potentially.
Yeah. All right. I'm so sorry. This is sad. This is a hard
bucket
one for
of pepper
us.
Pepper jack would be tasty.
Yeah. Well, I swiss we could make it work.
We tried.
Yeah, we did. And let's just cut to the cheese and say thanks for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.